Cindy Palma is a journalist based in Paris. She was at this weekend's Yellow Vest protests there, the 18th weekend of these protests. What is the latest, Cindy? Like, what did you see when you were covering these demonstrations yesterday?
Well, I have to say that during week 17, which was the week before, protesters were promising to come out in full force. They said that week 18 was going to be absolutely huge, and it was. We have not seen this kind of violence in weeks. And the reason why it was so big is because this marked the nearly four-month anniversary since the Yellow Vest protest began. And it also coincided with the end of the grand debates that French President Emmanuel Macron was having, these series of public meetings where people could air their grievances. So it was a very, very violent Saturday, and the type of violence that we haven't seen really in a while.
So while Macron was wrapping up this kind of listening tour of people's grievances across France, there's this violence in Paris. How do you explain this violence? It sounds somewhat unprecedented, even for these Yellow Vest movements.
Well, a lot of people simply say that Macron's solution has not been enough. The protesters, they say that the reason why they are out there week after week is because they say that life is a struggle, that they are being taxed too much, and they feel that Macron is the president of the elite. They say that he's not representative of them. But even before week 18, though, the protests seemed to have died down a bit. But this past Saturday's protest, you really saw so many more people out there.
So you mentioned a number of coincidental things that may have pushed these numbers especially high this weekend at these protests. As for the trend of the numbers dwindling over the past, let's say, 17 weeks, doesn't that suggest that the protest was kind of dying down?
It did, especially after Macron gave his New Year's speech in which he denounced the violence at the protests. And now we have to remember that the majority of people of Yellow Vest protesters are not violent, but there is a handful or a group of people, if they call them casseurs in French, who are not necessarily Yellow Vest protesters, but are there amongst the crowd that do cause the violence and the burning of buildings that we've seen and the throwing of rocks.
So casseur means breaker, like people who break things. Is the Yellow Vest movement, are they distancing themselves from these casseurs?
There does appear to be a separation between casseurs and Yellow Vest protesters. But when you're talking about hundreds of people and thousands of people out on the streets, sometimes it's a little hard to differentiate between the two of them.
It's interesting, though. There have been some comparisons to the Occupy movement here in the U.S. in 2011, Occupy Wall Street. Protesters addressing important issues about class and economic inequality. But at the same time, as with the Yellow Vest movement, there's no clear leadership. And that large umbrella issue of economic inequality ends up by kind of drawing in a whole host of grievances. And the whole thing gets kind of unfocused. Is that a fair comparison?
I think there are definitely similarities because this is a movement that started on social media. And you're right, there is no clear leader. This is something that has spread through social media and has really taken off. And as for the grievances, you're right, there isn't one grievance. It's people who have a whole host of issues, although the one commonality is that it is harder for them to get by. I think for them, they're hoping that this will lead to some sort of change. But if you talk to them too, they don't really have faith in the Macron government either.
Paris-based reporter Cindy Palm, thank you very much.
Thank you.